Oh, my baby, my darling. Am I going to embarrass you now with all your fans out there?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it is crossover time. And also coming up in 10 minutes, What's Bugging You, sponsored by Atco Pest Control. And I will lead us into that in 10 minutes with a sparkling read.
Can you even, you're on such a high, can you even, is anything really truly bugging you?
You know what? I'm going to use the next 10 minutes to try to think of something because I'm in a pretty good frame of mind.
Well, that's usually my role. I'll see if I can get you.
Hey, you are the Jedi.
If you guys want, I can do one for each of you. I can do the whole damn thing.
Dan's running hot.
So hot. You have no idea.
Danny Ainge.
Hot. Like more Scott Skiles, quite frankly. Like
that's better than Ainge.
Yeah, wow. 17 assists and a flagrant foul.
But he played hard.
He did. And so whenever people like ask me about, you know, who I was most like, and again, my career was not great.
We're on the same boat.
I played on the outdoor courts at Drake. Knee Archie Williams, because we can't say Drake anymore because Sir Francis Drake was a bad guy. Although the biggest street in Marin is still named Sir Francis Drake. Don't get me started.
Okay. The street that the school is on. Yes, absolutely.
Correct.
Yes.
But when I played pickup basketball, I played more like Skiles than anyone else, which is kind of frowned upon in the pickup court. No,
but the Archie dude sound like a baller. Could he hoop?
Archie Williams was...
That sounds like a boy.
He actually, just for a little bit of history lesson, he was on the relay team with a guy named Jesse Owens in Berlin.
Oh, boy.
I heard of him.
Yeah. So Archie Williams, at the time, was a sprinter, and he ran with Jesse Owens in Berlin. Jesse won the four golds. Archie won the one, and Archie would become the high school teacher at Drake, knee Archie Williams.
Wow.
And his son, Carlos Williams, rest in peace, was my brother Mike's classmate, and Archie was a legend. And when Archie passed and all of the woke mafia in Marin realized, oh, we can't call this school Drake anymore, we have to change it, they went through a whole process to change it, and they chose wisely. They chose Archie Williams, who is a legend, not only in Marin, but in America.
Wow.
And, you know, he was an African American black man who ran with
that,
Jesse Owens. I didn't want to. I didn't want to leave that. I didn't want to leave that out. And I'm not pointing that at you.
As soon as you said he was really fast, well, we got it.
There you go. I didn't want to like whatever.
Williams.
Exactly. Oh. Anyhow. That's just one of the many things that I'm currently hot on. But go ahead, sorry.
And those were the pickup courts that the famous Chavez brothers played at.
Yeah.
Wow. Did both of them go to Santa Clara?
No. Eddie Joe did.
Eddie Joe. He was good.
Yeah, Bucky as an adult was equally as good. And the thing about Eddie Joe, and for all you kids out there, and I'm looking at you, Grandy and Lucas, putting down the blinds.
Get in the game, Luke.
Put your headset on.
We're going to see Miami next week.
Eddie Joe and the Chavezes were Panamanian. And in the Dream Team era, they played the U.S. And I don't think that it was in the Olympics. It might have been in like the Pan Am games or whatever. Eddie Joe came out and hit three threes. And Panama had like a 13-8 lead on Team USA. And the next trip down the floor, Michael Jordan picked up Eddie Joe at half court. And it was like, enough of you with your headband and your long hair.
Yeah.
So Eddie Joe, like on the high water mark of Marin moments, the EJ performance for Team Panama might be first and foremost.
Wow. Picked up by the
That's history. That's, like, well, you
that's
see,
you know, that's pretty you're sweet. Facing Panama, and you're like, okay, this one's going to be 107 to 14.
Right. Which it probably was.
Niners,
well,
New
England.
Let me guess. He didn't score again.
Spoiler alert, USA wins.
Yeah.
He might have got another bucket.
Maybe a bucket.
But I think it was three trips down. It was like, okay, enough of this Chavez or Chavez. Who knows? But
I'm just saying that's the mark on the that's the plaque on the wall right there.
Totally.
MJ had to pick me up at half court.
Yes.
I don't care if he scores another hoop.
Man,
nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I took the inbound pass after a Team USA score. And I got the inbound, and Jordan was picking me up.
For you.
I would not bring the ball up court. I'd be like, hey, Talbert, get back here.
Wow.
Just take the 10-second violation then leave. Just walk off the court.
And I love the story you tell about, I think it was in high school when you were a sophomore and you were playing against one of the inner city teams, and some kid picked you up like in the back court, and you turned it over, and he checked you again, and you turned it over. And after the first couple, you were like, help.
Yeah, we lost. We lost 79-30 to Reading High School, and I got two turnovers in the first 2 minutes. I was in 10th grade, and my coach took me out of the game for good.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin your confidence for the next 2 years.
It's good coaching.
What was the spread? Was it like 52 and a half? Or
we were probably 40 and a hook.
Okay.
We were overmatched.
Yeah. Let's anyway, yesterday was about building you up. Today's back to tearing you down.
Well, look at that. He's ready.
His comfort zone.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's just out of control.
Hey, you know what? I didn't... Per Nick Wagner on Twitter, we talked about this a little earlier. Kittle expects to return Sunday against the Patriots, and he's very excited to play football on Sunday. So it looks like Kittle's going to play. I'd be surprised if Debo plays. I think he's just getting out there to prepare for next week. But, all right, George Kittle, and what we know about George Kittle, even though Guru can't stand it, is he will help in both the run game and the pass game.
Yeah. And it gets you a little bit back to normal, right. I think, where you can get Juszczyk in the game in the backfield. And if you want to run 21 personnel, then Juszczyk can be a real lead fullback. Or you can have him up there in place of Saubert, and you can have a single back. Because it feels to me like Jordan Mason runs better when he's by himself in the backfield. So that'll be something to watch formation-wise. And also how much Kittle actually plays.
Yeah. This breaking news will actually lead me to my response, which is because Kyle Shanahan is talking right now. Curtis Robinson, linebacker, did suffer a torn ACL.
Yep.
So he's out, and I know that people don't see him as like a key piece to this, but when we talk about Kittle and or Debo and who's back and this and that and get healthy and all of that, I still go to the same place. I'm not worried about the offense. I'm not worried about
the
offense at all.
That's what I said this morning.
I'm 100% focused on the defense. And by the way, I listened to you guys talk about this morning, and Goo,
get him.
I'm curious why you don't think I'm hearing Sorensen's. I'm hearing Sorensen's name everywhere. We're using it.
Are you seeing it in print? I guess I'm fixated on. I just feel
I don't want it. It's not a competition.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt. It's not even a race thing. I got people.
Here's what I would say.
I'm not hearing it though.
The way I processed last year with Steve Wilks, and for those who don't know what I'm referring to, the discussion earlier this year about. Or earlier today about the heat that Steve Wilks got last year.
Right.
Is Nick Sorensen feeling the same thing?
Right.
First of all, I think yes. What do we need?
Really quick, guys, before you keep going, Kyle Shanahan is talking right now. Debo Samuel and Trent Williams are questionable for Sunday per Kyle Shanahan. Kittle and Brock Purdy are officially good to go.
They're in. Okay. Beautiful.
Now, Trent Williams would be irritated. Did that start to bother me? Like, now?
Well, he was sick, remember?
Yeah, he's sick.
So he may have a non-COVID illness.
Did he practice today?
Who are we talking about?
Trent. I was like, go get some Theraflu. Yeah, but you saying that.
I prefer Dayquil, but go ahead.
But anyway, back to the Wilks.
Sorry about
thing.
That.
I like the quote unquote heat that Wilks got last year, I really felt was not from fans or media. It was from Kyle.
Mm. Well, that started it.
Speaking for me, right. I took my cues from Kyle. And when you have a head coach go to a microphone and say, my defensive coordinator knows he messed up. When you say that publicly.
You started the campaign.
Yeah, you hold up a sign that says, we're not getting along. And I don't know what was going on back there.
Yeah.
And the defense wasn't awful all year by any stretch.
All right.
But there clearly was something of discord. And I don't mean like they don't like each other.
Yeah.
But that it just wasn't, they weren't all feeling
so
it.
So you got me thinking real quick now. Well, maybe that's what I'm not hearing, Dibs. Willard, maybe that's what I'm not hearing. I don't know if anybody in the media has asked him about Sorensen and the job he's done through three games, which I do know is a short sample size, but something's going on. And maybe it starts right there because that I can keep it real. After he went in, Kyle said his name. That's when it all exploded. And then everybody was like, okay, we can get him. But I haven't heard Kyle answer or even get put in position to defend Sorensen.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's early Dibs. We'll work it out. But I just feel like that noise, that volume is not there like it was on, oh my God, Wilks.
Well, it's coming up. And yesterday he did talk in general terms about, you know, rushing four and, you know, it's nice to be able to cover with seven and stuff. And, you know, and he talked about the 50-yard pass play.
Yeah, he played some of the sound.
And, you know, Kyle mentioned how, you know, Charvarius, you know, he had inside leverage and he was, you know, didn't get back in time. And, you know, it's tough to guard, you know, 2-2 and stuff when he runs a 4-2 and all the rest of it. And so it was less about Sorensen and it was more about the defense where it's been the D-line at times, the linebackers at times, the secondary at times, they're not connected. So it's less about the coordinator and more about the defense in general.
Full injury report for Sunday,
yes.
Because we can now add a little bit to this. Trent Williams irritated something with a toe yesterday.
Which one?
Was still
bothering. Well, it's always going to be a big toe.
Yeah.
Well, good call.
That's a three.
They're all big toes.
That's a four.
That's a four because they're all big toes.
It's actually a five because that's how many are on each foot. But anyway, that's why he's questionable, not because of an illness.
Sure.
He's got a toe injury. It was still bothering him today. Add in that Talanoa Hufanga, he tweaked an ankle at practice yesterday. He is also questionable. So is Jordan Elliott with the ankle slash foot injury, but that's actually a good thing because he got carted off yesterday. Right. There was concern it was worse. He's questionable. D Winters with that ankle injury, also questionable. So add those names with Debo, and then obviously Curtis Robinson and Hargrave are both out and out for the year.
No. Devondre Campbell, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm doing
love
too
him
much
or hate
Westbrook.
Him, he's going to be playing. So,
but I guess I'm just a guy in a sweater on a hot day. We won't even talk about that.
You look good.
I'm not Trent Williams, but it's starting to bother me if you look at what he chose to do and the fact that this, I'll call it a knick-knack, and I'm like, you got to play. Just because you got off to what we deem a slow start, you ain't look like your greater self. But if somehow Sunday comes at 1:05 and he's not out there because he irritated it, like,
yeah.
That don't look right. That doesn't look good, I believe. And then he truly hurt. But, Will, if you did what you did, you got to come ready to play.
I think we've reached a time where it's, you know, look, this is, you get what you get. But as a fan, it's fair to be frustrated with Trent. It's fair to be frustrated with Brandon. It's fair to be frustrated with the organization.
But Brandon hasn't been hurt, though. At least he's been out there.
Understood.
Even out of shape or whatever.
But slow starts, out of sync, we're not on the same, whatever. It's all the same thing to me. It's all the same thing. Blake Snell, your agent, the Giants,
you're
the Niners, Nick Bosa, Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams. Get the hell in to camp. It's on all of you. The organization, the players.
This is different, though.
Why?
Because if he has a toe injury, that's not soft tissue. That's him having a toe injury.
Understood.
That has nothing to do with a holdout.
No, but it does when you need an IV and when you tell Christina Pink, I'm so surprised at how tired I am right now.
No, you're right. But
because I didn't go to camp.
And I've been critical of that. But if he has a toe injury, if he gets his toe stepped on or he gets turf toe, that has nothing to do with a holdout.
Agreed. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying.
So I just think the timing of that is different.
What I'm talking about is already a baked cake.
For
this
sure.
This is done. Like, I think
this is a pie to me. The cake has been baked. And by the way, your birthday cake is still out there.
Well, it's a big cake.
It was monstrous.
It's really good, too.
For how many people?
I attacked a piece yesterday. Good sized piece.
It's very soft.
It was soft.
Yeah. Very soft.
Yeah. A window into radio for the people who don't know. The cake is now more than a day old, and it's still out there. And by the time our show's over,
it'll get eaten.
It'll be gone.
Wow, yeah. Will it be done?
Radio people love day old food.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Before we get to what's bugging you, Willard, I got to ask you, are you on top of this?
Oh, boy.
What, the fact that you and I are playing?
And I am now the favorite.
Oh, jeez.
You don't want that. Adams is... for out.
I'm not the favorite. I just haven't put his replacement in yet.
No, I'm 56%.
Yeah, because he's still in my lineup and he's getting a zero. You want me to fix it right now?
No.
I'll be the favorite by the time you
he's
done
the call. Guy that you're not going to fix it.
Of course I'm going to fix it.
No, that's the kind of competitor I am. I don't want to beat him if he forgets Devontae Adams is out.
What kind of a player do you think I am? I got a 17-year-old.
I'm 1-2.
About an hour and a half ago, he's like, Dad, Devontae is out. I got people. I got a staff.
You do.
Come on. I'm not worried about that. Yeah, Devontae's out. You'll be facing somebody else.
Let me check your bench.
Question
in a minute.
Is do I put Ramondre in for him facing the Niners?
Like, you got to really think
against my. But that's against my philosophy.
Well, if I may.
My philosophy is he sits. He's playing the Niners, he sits. Unless I don't have another choice.
Yeah.
Which I do.
Well, you do, but I'll just give you this, and this is maybe a little bit too highbrow football for the crossover, but they run a lot of 12 personnel, and they have two very good tight ends.
I was just about to say it.
And the Niners have had trouble stopping the run, especially without Javon Hargrave, and now D. Winters is going to be questionable, and Devondre Campbell is being asked to do it.
And the Rams never run 12.
Those teams had a threat of a quarterback who's going to throw the ball over their head.
Be careful.
This team has a threat of a quarterback who will pull it and run it, and this team has been susceptible to running it. More so than
he's not going anywhere.
More so than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Not really.
All right, sit Devondre or sit your guy Stevenson.
Oh, that's not even what I'm saying. I'm just saying I don't think the Patriots are moving the ball on Sunday.
What I'm saying is they're going to possess the ball on Sunday.
Yeah. That's their game's going to be their time of possession.
They're trying to win this game 14-13.
And how do
you
do
know.
That? You run the ball.
Exactly.
I told you this 3 days ago.
You don't think they can run it against the Niners?
Not this team. No.
See, wow.
Okay. I don't. That's
why I'm excited to see that.
Styles make fights. And this is a one-trick pony.
Right.
They run the ball with Ramondre. If they don't, they are dead. And even if they do, they're hoping to get to 20 points. That's it. That's the only thing that this team can do. Look at their three games. You don't run it, you get blown off the field. Mm. You do run it, well, then it might be 19-18 in the fourth quarter. Like, that's what they do. And I don't think it's going to happen this week.
It would be bad.
Where are the Niners in run defense in terms of yards per carry allowed?
That's those games. This is this game. This is my read on styles make fights.
Yeah, I get it.
You're back home. This is going to look much more like opening night did, I believe, and even sort of that on steroids.
You got me thinking about Dallas, who just, they were nothing with run defense. Yeah. And then last night, they held him to 12 yards running. So I'm like, he might be onto something. But the 12 personnel, Rams never used it, used it, and how successful were they?
Yeah, how'd that work out for you? I mean, you had no answer for K-Dub. K-Dub carried it, 24 times and ran for damn near 100. And, you know, they controlled the game, so... Yeah, go ahead and sit him. And my money's on Stein.
This will be the game for us to say there's a problem with the Niner defense if New England runs up and down the field.
No doubt.
This is the one.
I'll give you a number. If New England gets to 20, we got a problem.
Oh, wow.
We got a problem on Monday morning.
You hear that?
I will say this. I like my chances if you put in Jim Palmer. The wide receiver for the Rams?
That would be Josh Palmer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jim Palmer, Hall of Fame pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles.
See, that's what I did.
Yeah, had a commercial.
Yes, he suffered from...
Underwear.
He also did stuff for, what's the, with the esophagus...
Acid reflux.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. Yeah, a little acid reflux for Jim.
Dr. Goo.
Hope he's doing better.
Hey, got spiders? Oh, my God.
3-2, you can pass it over.
You're a 60-year-old man now. It's okay. People will just be like, just give him a minute.
Got spiders? ATCO Pest Control is here to help. They specialize in eradicating those 8-legged intruders with both precision and with care. Don't let spiders take over. Go to ATCOPestControl.com. And you know what you do then? When you do that, you reclaim your space.
Mm-hmm. You want to face Ramondre Stevenson, Khalil Shakir, or DeAndre Hopkins?
Dibs, I'm watching. They better shut them down.
Who do you
20.
Take your pick.
Hopkins, because he's over the hill.
All right, so Hopkins is out.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. All right, be careful. Y'all fat-mouthing.
Come on, let's go.
Let me go first. But
it's your birthday.
Can I acknowledge it's a repeat? This was done by my friend
Remix.
A few months ago. And I didn't really know what he was talking about, but now I know, and I'm doubling up. When is it okay that we're allowing bikes, mopeds, motorcycles, pedicabs on the sidewalk?
Mm, wow.
It's an epidemic. Dibs, talk to me.
It's an epidemic.
And you're right, a lot of it are the dish caviar people or the...
Yeah.
You know, the ones delivering food.
That's great.
And now they've set the precedent that it's okay for anybody.
Anybody.
Skateboards, fair game, scooters. Guys, get on the road, not on the pavement.
If it's self-propelled, you can be on the sidewalk. If you have a motor, then you go on the street. Mm. In other words, if you have a skateboard and it's your foot and the board, okay, I'll allow it because you're going 7 miles an hour tops. But if you have a throttle, scooter throttle, or those e-bikes or the rest of it, get in the street. I'm with you.
What about a regular bike?
Well, you should probably be in the street, honestly.
I agree.
You're supposed to be.
Right.
Exactly. Let's go. SFPD, get in the game.
Wow.
That's a good 60-year-old man conversation right there. Yeah. That was.
Especially when a guy like me can't even ride a bike anymore.
Yeah.
Here, I'll spit one out next. So, I'd never been to this place before. It is beautiful. So let me give them a shout. You ever been to the Charmaine rooftop bar?
Yes, I have.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So we went over there on Wednesday night right before going to the Orpheum.
I had the wings.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we just had a drink.
Okay. But
anyway, because we were going to the Orpheum. And what a view.
It is. I'm dapping you.
What a vibe. It was fantastic. They did nothing wrong. It was just exhibit 8,000 Check it out. Lovely Christy mate calls them. Hey, do we need a reservation? We're going to come by and get a drink. And it's her two daughters. It's my daughter. They're all driving here. I'm walking. I'm hoofing from right here.
But you need a reservation.
Over. Well, she asked. They said no. Oh. Come on by. It shouldn't be. It's a Wednesday.
Okay.
It should be fine. Well, I get over there first, and I say, hey.
I need to go up the elevator.
Right, I got to go in. Let me get my spot. My girl called yesterday. We're good. And they kind of looked at me like,
you're not on the list.
It's pretty tight up there. It's pretty tight. And I said, yeah, well, but she called. And they're like, yeah, we've had a lot of that. And so, you know, people start talking into their microphones that are on their shoulders.
I love it.
Comes back out and he goes, look, we can take you. Just five. There's spots. You're party of five. Spots at the bar. So you can go, but you got to sit at the bar.
Not outside.
I said, three of our five are not 21. Are we good? No, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh.
You cannot go up. So I call her. I say, hey, we can't go up. And she said,
hold on a minute.
Just wait.
Hold my beer, Willie.
Dude, she's the closer.
And I should have known, because I've learned this lesson 1,000 times. Just stand there. Don't talk to people. I'm a dude. The lady walks up, and I mean, it didn't take 7 seconds.
That's amazing.
We are on the elevator. There are seats. There is open space.
I love it, Willie.
There is wherever the hell we want to sit. So it is the only time I've learned that being a man in America actually puts you at a disadvantage. Yeah. Very, very aware of the privilege.
Non-confrontational.
Just wanted to share how funny it is.
No, that's amazing.
I can't get in. She can get in anywhere she wants.
They can get
beautiful.
Stuff done.
Anywhere.
I told you, Charmaine's. My buddies had me there. My buddy got divorced. We celebrated with the Charmaine's.
That was a good old-fashioned and a good view.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
All right. Degu? You know what? Real quick here. I grew up on pregame shows for the NFL, so I get 6:30. Jimmy the Greek, Jane Kennedy, the great Brent Musburger, Irv Cross. Right now, what's going on with the pregame shows? And I'm a guy that yaps into a mic, and I know people probably can't stand me, but it's jumped the shark. Fox Prime last night. I don't know if you guys watched that pregame show. Would not love Richard Sherman, but it's out of control. There's too many dudes on the set. It's too much going on at once, and it's hurting me that. I turn the TV on now at 9:56 for kick. I just can't take it anymore. And I don't know if I'm getting older, but what they're selling, I ain't buying. It's just too many guys and gals at one time on these pregame shows. I'm out!
Yeah, Dibs? Yeah.
It's too much commentary throughout the week. So the pregame show used to be the only way that you could get like some insight pregame, and now it's just it's an ongoing onslaught of opinion. So you get to that point, I don't care if you have 11 people
overkill.
On the set, I'm out. Overkill, no doubt.
That man
Dibs.
I don't even know which one to pick.
Because you came in hot.
And I came in hot because of motorcycle lane splitter guy. And I'll just say this. You're on a motorcycle, and I get that the law allows you to split lanes.
That's the worst,
and
man.
Me, as a driver, I'm the guy who sees you and moves over.
I get
and
nervous.
A lot of times, I get the two fingers, or I get the 1 foot out, and that's their way of saying thank you. Well, today, this mother jumper is going about... I'm on the Bay Bridge, and I'm going about 12 miles an hour, and I can hear it at the last second. He's probably going, and I don't mean to give the gender, because I don't know, because this individual is going probably 55 and just rifles through. Plow! Bye-bye, passenger mirror. My passenger mirror exploded, and I can show you the picture. My passenger mirror explodes, and this individual, he, she, they... I can't call it because they gone.
Wow.
And I'm looking, and immediately my mirror is swing, and the housing falls on the Bay Bridge. I apologize if anybody ran that over, a black housing from a Honda Fit, but now my mirror is dangling. So I get it, motorcycle lane splitting wow. person. You have the right to do that, which I don't agree with. You should, as a motorcyclist, be doing what we're all doing, which is being stuck in traffic. Man. But the law is the law, but you don't get to violate your privilege by blowing me up.
I love
That's
that.
That's what's bugging me.
That's what you were going to say. And they're telling me to get off my phone.
Well, they startle you when they rev that engine
right
behind you.
Man.
I've never ridden a motorcycle, but I remember learning,
fender benders.
Well, but I remember learning, there's a reason that they allow it.
That's
because a motorcycle is not able to do the stop start of traffic.
But it should happen more, you would think. Yes.
I've never ridden a motorcycle, so I have no idea.
I have.
Okay.
And you have gears. And so you could put it in neutral like the rest of us, and I'll show you, Goo. That's the picture.
That is a bad Ice Cube, a bad day right there.
It's straight up dangler. So
and
now,
it kept going. No one hit it.
So now I'm out for probably $300 or $400 based on
all those endorsements you got. You'll be fine.
And let me tell you. Shack. Let me just tell you.
He was in need of a motorcycle.
And when I go to get that money to pay for this, I'm going to Fremont Bank.
I'm
thankful that it's full service banking and no compromises. And also, when I got out to check the mirror, I couldn't look in the mirror to see how skinny I was, thanks to Abundant Life weight loss. But I would have. And yeah,
that's great. But Willard Shaw,
there's a Golden State Lumber in there somewhere too.
Incredible, dude. I'm trying.
The picture was good.
It sounds like
and
you
hopefully
guys.
Hopefully, I'll see that motorcyclist in the aisles when I go to Safeway next time because I got something to say to him.
That does stink.
Oh, it does.
Like that's a joke. And you know where that joke plays worst? Or you know what the station?
Just try
is.
It again.
This is start over.
Let's go.
I'm
Matt Steinmetz.
Birthday's over.
And this is the greatest week I've ever had.
Oh man!
Right here on.
You know what?
What?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I would like to thank everybody who was a part of a special week, particularly yesterday. My coworkers are just wonderful. They were so supportive, and they were incredibly happy for me. And I could tell, and I really appreciate that. And thanks to my boy, Steph, we're going to have a big year this year. We're going to have a big year. We are back into the postseason and making hay.
In a league by himself. I heard it.
Oh,
I heard it.
He cracked my top five yesterday.
Wow.
And you know where he did it?
Yeah.
On 95.7, The Game.
Stay.
We'll be back to talk about it more on the other side on 94.7. 95.7. I'm looking at 94 something else. My bad. 95.7.
Oh, God.
Stop on 95.7 The Game.